93.3 FM K1 930 on a Thursday morning. Opportunity for us to focus on, well, K1 Car Talk. And in from Dungus Family of Autos, happy to welcome in Jason Brimmer. Nice to have you in. A day or two late. Merry Christmas.
Well, you too, Charlie. Thanks for having me in. Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year to you. I don't know what
your plans are,
but I'm sure it'll be great.
Well, we don't know what our plans are quite yet. We may jump in the Camry and drive up to St. Louis, or we may hang around here and just play a little Trivial Pursuit.
Well, both could be good, particularly if you enjoy Trivial Pursuits, which I do. But you got great gas mileage on that Camry.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm on the highway quite a bit.
So you get to see that higher average as far as more highway than in-town driving.
Exactly. But I've got the 2015 Camry XLE, and I'm getting about 30 miles a gallon. It's the four-cylinder. It's very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think I bought mine right around the same time.
I think you and I bought cars within a couple of weeks of each other.
Yeah.
You had the Camry, I got the Fusion, both of them with the efficient 4, depending on that particular manufacturer's model.
Now, on the Fusion, do you have the sync?
Of course.
Okay, so yeah. do you have Sync 3? I can't remember.
No, Sync 3 came out really with the 2016 models.
Newer models.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. I was just looking at some of the new features that Ford is rolling out on Sync.
Yeah.
And
now, so the original Sync came out in 07 or 08. I don't remember for sure. It was a partnership between Ford and Microsoft. Mm-hmm. And it still obviously has worked for about 10 years for Ford. It grew, it evolved, they added features to it along the way, but I'm anxious to, next time I trade vehicles, to play with a Sync 3.
Yeah. It's really amazing, the ability to start your car from your mobile phone, and there are going to be, I see a lot of data and analytics coming off of your vehicle and right onto your phone. You're going to be able to troubleshoot, keep track of your maintenance. The future is really amazing, Charlie.
Well, it really is. But you know, the traditional Sync product still had all kinds of neat features along the way, particularly with the navigation system and everything else that came along the way.
Fantastic. And the same thing with the Camry, that you can dial up on the console on the Entune your destination, and it shows you gasoline stations and restaurants along the way, and you plug it in and hit go.
There you go. It's so easy with the Sync. You can simply hit the button. You get the little sound there. You say, "I'm hungry." It's where do you want to eat? And it comes up with the instant list of restaurants, everything from Brahms and Mickey D's to depending on where you are, international dining or whatever you want to look for.
The computer in my car, the Entune, I do the same thing. You touch the button, you speak to it.
Yeah.
I guess that's something we're going to have to get used to,
talking to our cars and computers. I can't say the number, but I know it's in excess of 30 states already. That's the way by state law, you have to use
that's
your phone in the car.
Yeah.
Military installations actually started that in 2005, it was a $75 fine and a 30-day loss of your on-base driving privileges if you're caught, with the phone in your hand.
Yeah, it makes sense. Somewhere along the line, 100 years ago, somebody told me to keep my hands on the wheel.
Yeah. I know when you and I took driver's ed, it was probably 10 and 2, but I understand it's 9 and 3 now. So
9 and 3 to stay out of the way of the airbag. So, Charlie, it's been 2016 has been a really good year for Dungus Family of Autos, and we're just so blessed to be in Bartlesville and to have the opportunity to work with people here. And
you're number 75, right?
75. Okay. The Dungus family started in Bartlesville in 1941.
Mm-hmm.
Grew the organization as a Ford dealership, and then in the 60s became the first Toyota dealer in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
We're still one of the largest providers of Toyota in Oklahoma.
I don't know where you are in the LEED certification process. I know it is a timely process, but again, with that newly rebuilt Toyota building, the environmental friendliness of that building already, I'm sure, is reaping benefits.
Charlie,
for you.
The building itself is fantastic. If you haven't been into our Toyota dealership, we have a fantastic footprint. Like Charlie mentioned, it's in the process of being LEED certified. All of the heating and cooling is provided by geothermal with a bunch of wells out behind the dealership. Mm-hmm. The physical footprint of the building is larger than our Ford building, and yet we consume a fraction of the energy and a fraction of the water. It's very impressive, really impressive architecture. And in terms of what we do at the Toyota shop, mm-hmm. our Toyota maintenance facility, I think since our Ford building has been in service for so many years, mm-hmm. people are used to pulling into the drive, going to the Ford building. It may be the world's best kept secret. We have world-class technicians in the Toyota building, mm-hmm. who do a fantastic job of maintenance on any type of vehicle.
But I think we developed that habit of pulling into the service bay at the Ford building, and if you have made an appointment at the Toyota building for an oil change, for instance, because that's the preferred Toyota way to do it, you can still pull into the Ford drive. They'll get you in there, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely. You're absolutely right about making an appointment on the Toyota side. We love appointments. We're very happy to see you if you just pull in. Mm-hmm. But frankly, in terms of your time, making an appointment on our website is about the best thing you can do when you're in the market for maintenance. Yeah. We can get all of the parts ready, have a team ready to just jump on your car as soon as you pull in. It really speeds the process, whether you're there for a 995 oil change or whether you're there for our fantastic deal on tires or wiper blades.
That's something we talk about this time of year, because ice and all the wintertime precipitation that I'm sure we're going to get some of sometime during the season can be hard on wiper blades. And why not start off the season with a brand new set?
Frankly, if you're in your car right now, it would be a good time to flip on your wipers. And if they look like rags, today is the day to go get new wiper blades.
Yeah.
Because
go ahead and hit the wash button, and hopefully you've got fluid in there.
Yeah.
And if you see what kind of a job it does.
That's an indication. But next week, you're going to need wiper blades.
It's quite likely.
Don't wait until you need them.
You know, talking about the year, though, I remember it was one Thursday morning around the 1st of April. I don't remember exactly the numeric date on it, but it was the second consecutive year that we had the family in, just telling the Dungis family stories, and it's great.
That was a great show, and it was so heartwarming to hear all of the Dungis, the brothers, the generations, the brothers and the nephews, talk about the family lore and what an impact Bartlesville has had on the family, and it just kind of brought a tear to my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was much appreciated in the family. We've had some other fantastic experiences with K-Rig and K-1 mm-hmm. and Bartlesville Radio over the course of the year.
You must be talking about that several week long event we call a Country Showdown.
Oh man.
Yeah.
The Country Show, if you missed it, if you were under a rock earlier this year, the Country K-Rig Dungis Country Showdown is an opportunity for local talent to showcase themselves in a contest that accumulates with a trip to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And the shot at $100,000?
$100,000, yeah.
$100,000 prize.
In total prizes, which included that recording contract and everything else. So, yeah.
We were just fortunate as could be with the contestants who came out this year.
I don't remember the exact numbers. It was around 30 over initial contestants. We whittled that down to 15, had a series of three semifinals, and whittled that down to the finals.
Which the finals, for the second year in a row, we held out
In Pawhuska.
Pawhuska.
Yeah.
At the
Cavalcade.
It was fantastic. If you haven't been to Pawhuska, it's what a trip.
Sure.
What a great place.
Oh, yeah.
So we held the finals there at the Cavalcade, and this year, second year in a row, young Josie Zepeda came out as our finalist, and then went on to take the next stage.
Took state and went on to regional competition in Florida.
What an opportunity.
Yeah, it was great. She did not pass that regional, but, you know, just to move on through the process, you get the opportunity competitively to see where you stand among some of the best in the country.
Well, and Josie has some time ahead of her.
Yes. She may not agree, but we would say she's still young.
She is very, very young, and I see fantastic things coming from that young woman.
Yeah.
So we're very proud to have partnered with Bartlesville Radio, with K1, with KREG to put on the Country Showdown, and we're eager to do it again next year.
I will try to hold you to that. That sounds like a great deal. We can make plans after we get off the air.
Sounds good.
But this is something that is a good partnership between the radio station and the dealership, and it is wonderful to have that premier name out in front of the Dungis K-Rig Country Showdown.
We love the opportunity. It's becoming one of my favorite things that we do out in the community.
Well, you do so much in the community between the dealership's involvement officially and just the Dungis family's involvement in so many of the organizations, nonprofits that hold events in our community. We'd have to go through a whole year's worth of programs probably to name them all, there are so many.
This goes back to what we were talking about with the Dungis family just a couple of minutes ago, and Dungis' 75-year presence here in Bartlesville. The family and, frankly, everyone who works at Dungis realizes how lucky we are to be in Bartlesville, how blessed we are to be in Bartlesville, and what a great community that we have here. And of course, then the right thing to do is to give back at every opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And you, not well, you personally, but Brad and the Dungis family, plus the dealership officially, and I try to separate the two because, yes, they overlap a lot, but Brad is not the dealership personally. He has a family, and they get involved in other things. But it's nice to see that community involvement in so many things.
It's definitely an ethic that runs deep.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Looking at just some of them, the more visible one, well, let's talk about baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Let me think here. 47 days now to pitchers and catchers report for spring training. But
Not that anybody's counting. So it was a fantastic year for baseball, in my opinion, Charlie. This little fly-by-night team out of Windy City.
Oh,
you may not have heard this. They did pretty well this year.
So you're talking about the ones with the blue uniforms.
Yeah.
108 years, let's see. Yeah, 1908 was their last World Series win, and they improved on that, brought it up to 2016.
Now, I think I've told you, my Uncle Frank lives just a few blocks from Wrigley.
Yes.
And the way he describes it, the neighborhood didn't shut down for 3 days.
I can well imagine that. And I'll tell you, visiting Wrigleyville is an experience in and of itself. And I appreciate the older stadiums. I love the new stadiums across my Major League Baseball, but it's nice to visit those historic stadiums such as Wrigley.
It's got such a great feel. And if you have an opportunity to visit Wrigleyville, it is It's an experience, yeah. And I don't know how my uncle does it. It would be a little bit like living in the state fair, but it's definitely a cubby lifestyle.
It is, and I'll tell you, having grown up in the area of the country that I did, that Cardinal Cub rivalry, the best area comparison that I can make it to is Bedlam. You have those house divided loyalties that depending on how you grew up and which Major League Baseball you were probably exposed to first. You
know? Exactly. it becomes your tribe.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to follow baseball. I know that you have a slight interest in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that fascinates me about baseball, I'm one of those statistic guys.
Mm-hmm.
And
baseball is a game of numbers.
It really is. And listeners may not. I do the marketing and advertising at Dungeons and relate the same type of statistics that I love to follow in baseball with following trends.
There are marketing equivalents to on-base percentage or batting average or anything else you want to talk about.
It really...
Cybermetrics has come a long way.
It really has. You know, it's kind of funny, Charlie. I started off on the creative side of advertising and had a counselor. I asked him at one point, I was signing up for classes, and I explained to him I wanted to go into advertising. I said, how much math am I going to need? And he gave me these great words of wisdom, skip it. And it turns out that advertising and marketing now is just, it's really driven by numbers.
It is so much driven by numbers that for the traditional advertising buy, where it was based more on relationships and knowing your audience as opposed to, you know, quarter hour shares and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, you know. Exactly. So we're in the process right now of putting together our 2017 marketing plan, and we're trying to balance that balance between the numbers and the people.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, Charlie, we're really a people company.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things.
That's
a
message that Brad brings nearly every time.
It's sincere. It's mm-hmm. who we are, and we're really going to try to reflect who we are and what we are to a better degree in our advertising and marketing over the next several months. And I hope you and your listeners hear that starting after the first of the year.
Well, there are certain messages that I think are important that the listeners hear all the time, and messages change sometime from week to week depending on, for instance, a sale going on at the dealership. I pulled this one in just as a modest example.
During Dunge's Countdown to New Year's, we've got what Santa didn't bring you. Santa thought you were joking when you asked for a new Toyota? Get one at Dunge's. See our huge inventory and amazing year-end savings at DungesToyota.com. Santa brought you a sweater? Go to DungesFordOnline.com for remarkable savings and selection on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you really wanted. Hurry! Your opportunity ends December 31st. Dunge's Family of Autos, home of the $9.95 oil change. Highway 75, south of No Water Road.
You know, as I listen to that, I hear the semi-immediacy of a sale that ends, you know, within days, but I also hear the traditional messages of things like the home of the 995 oil change.
Exactly, exactly. Know. So, and there is some immediacy that's usually driven by the manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
They have incentives that we really have no control over, but... tell you what, Charlie, this time of the year, frankly, between now and New Year's Eve, if you are in the market for a new vehicle, a new Toyota or a new Ford or a new Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
or even a used vehicle, now is a fantastic time to come by the dealership. On the Ford side, we have a number of... what we call Ford courtesy transport vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
These are low mileage vehicles that we've let customers who have vehicles in for repair
mm-hmm.
Take out and borrow. So they're very low mileage, but they're still considered new vehicles.
In that they have never been sold.
Exactly. Yeah. Never been sold, never been plated. Mm-hmm. We have a Ford F-250 that right now is $10,000 off MSRP.
What a great price.
We have a 2015 Ford Focus SE. Charlie, hold on to your hat for this.
Oh, okay.
We're selling this vehicle for $14,875.
That's more like used vehicle prices.
Very much so. Yeah. It has a couple of thousand miles on it, but it's in great shape. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new car.
But the SE still comes with all kinds of great features on it. That's not the stripped down model.
No,
that, you know.
No, definitely not. We have a 2016 Ford Fusion that we're letting go for $22,730.
And that's the 2016, so that does come with the Sync 3.
It does.
Yeah.
And then on the Toyota side, we have some fantastic year-end savings as well. Right now, there's 0% interest on 13 different models. And one of the deals that I think is probably the hottest deal on the lot, we have a 2016 Toyota Tundra. It's an SR5. Right now, the special edition Tundras come with 0% interest for 60 months.
Wow.
And as much as $5,572 off MSRP.
Well, you know, a famous Yankee catcher might say that's just like cash, you know?
Exactly. So, some fantastic last-minute car deals if you are interested in buying a car. We also have some fantastic deals on used and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to see you before New Year's.
Well, sure. And you know, this when I early on in the series of this programs, and it has changed and evolved from a maintenance-based program to more of what we're doing today. But you know, over the course of time, I've asked this question several times: when is the best time to buy a new car? When's the best time to trade? And there's all kinds of answers, but calendar-wise, right now is among the best.
Calendar-wise, right now is among the best. We basically, like every other small business, we count everything mm-hmm. at the end of the year, and what we haven't sold goes on the books. And so we are eager to get as much inventory off the lot as possible before mm-hmm. the close of business. And really, that's why the manufacturers up their incentives at this time of the year as well. They want to close out the year big. Charlie, I'm not kidding you when I say they check in with us on a several time a day basis to see
I have no doubt.
Where we are. The manufacturers are that sensitive to where their sales are and where their manufacturing needs to be. Mm-hmm. On a daily basis.
Oh, sure, because what you're selling on the lot today affects what they build next week.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you know, also, you know, Brad prices these vehicles on a regular basis, particularly the used fleet, but nonetheless, even on the new sticker price type fleet.
We use what is known as market based pricing. Mm-hmm. Brad goes in every morning and takes a look at particularly the used vehicles, but also the new vehicles, and adjusts prices according to where the market is.
Yeah.
And we really, one thing that has been an eye-opener for me 2 years into being into retail now is that price is not the deciding factor.
No, people, I mean, price is important in, but like so many people in your business would say, cars are priced in thousands, but most of us buy in hundreds.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And we are more interested in seeing that you get into the right vehicle. Mm-hmm. We're interested in making sure that you're in at the right payment. We want to see that you are taking care of your vehicle so that you get a lot of life out of it. And we're interested in building a relationship with you that is going to lead to You telling your friends, your neighbors, and 4, 5, 6 years from now, you'll come back in as a repeat customer.
And I think, you know, Brad and I think all of the family members have talked about this, that even going back to the original brothers, that it was that, you know, that first sale was very important, but it was the second, third, fifth sale that really was the most important part of what they did.
It's really interesting to look at our database, look at our customer list, and see customers who are second, third, fourth generation customers, and that kind of relationship says something about the integrity of a company.
Mm-hmm. And about the employees, the philosophy that it has had for 75 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
75 years. I know you recently selected some winners of a 75th anniversary promotion, right?
Well, you know, last week was a great week for people having their names drawn out of a hat.
Yeah, it was.
So,
at least a green ticket, anyway.
I understand that we had a couple of green ticket winners,
yes,
big green ticket winners, yeah. That came out of Dungeness, and congratulations to them. And then last week was also the culmination of our 75th anniversary drawing. Mm-hmm. We gave away $7,500 to Mr. Tatum here in Bartlesville. It was fantastic. We had several thousand entries, people who came in and took a test drive to enter to win. And
I think it's always fun, particularly, I mean, yes, I think there's always an idea that if you're taking a test drive, you intend to buy at some point in time, but it was just fun to go take a drive on a brand new vehicle, you know?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, we held the drawing last week, last mm-hmm. Thursday morning, and our switchboard was lit up with people in anticipation of the drawing.
I'll bet that was a fun event.
You know? Oh, it was fantastic. So again, congratulations to Mr. Tatum, and thank you, Bartlesville, for allowing us 75 years in business here.
Where do you go from here? What's 76 or 150 going to look like?
You know, 150 is going to look fantastic. I think the next 25 years in vehicles, Charlie, the revolution that's going to take place in technology, I'm just excited to, I hope I get to see as much of it as possible.
Me too. I think that'd be fun because every model year, I mean, this is something that is just part of the automobile business. What's new for next year?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And the people who come up with these ideas, who are working on things like fuel cells and batteries and wireless and hands-free, you know, I'm glad that there are smart people out there in the world.
Yeah, like I said, it's what's going to be the next idea? It's going to take me another year or two, I think, before I'm comfortable with seeing a hands-free a driverless car coming at me. Hands-free is not that big a deal. I like that part, but the driverless car, I'm not sure I'm ready for that. I want to see your face.
I know. Well, it's coming down the pike. It's coming faster than any of us would have ever believed.
Yeah.
We are going to be living like the Jetsons. Who would have thought we could touch a piece of glass and it would do something?
Exactly. It's really fascinating that the technology increases that have come along, particularly in our transportation. I'm not quite ready, I think, for the once I park the car for it to fold up and become my suitcase. But you know,
can you imagine?
George Jetson did so.
that would be convenient.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't forget where you left your car.
Exactly. It's you carried it in as part of your briefcase. $9.95 oil change will continue into 2017?
Exactly. If you have a red light that's on your dashboard right now, come see us. If you feel like your wiper blades aren't up to snuff before the weather turns, mm-hmm. come see us. If your tires are a little bit bald, don't wait until next week when it starts to get icy and cold. Come see us at Dungeness Family of Autos.
There you go. Tires are a big part of our safe driving experience on dry roads, but particularly on
when it's
wet
slick,
or slick roads.
You are not doing anybody any favors by driving around on bald tires.
Particularly that vehicle in front of you when you try to stop at the stoplight.
Exactly.
You're going to be open New Year's Eve.
We are open now through New Year's Eve, and then we're going to take a couple of days off, and we'll be back on the 2nd, rested, refreshed, and ready for 2017. But between now and New Year's Eve, some of the best deals on cars, trucks, SUVs, Toyota, Lincoln, and, of course, Ford. And even if you just want to come by and say Happy New Year, we'll buy you a cup of coffee and show you what's on the lot.
And they will buy your car. News on the way next from CBS.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227C.